Well, we are rolling on the river, or rolling on the river, or something like that. Marty Richards is
rolling
here.
Rolling down the river, I believe, is...
Is that what it is? You you left a good job in the city.
Yep. That's like exactly what happened. You know, Phil, there's a lot of truth to that.
Absolutely. John Fogerty was right. In fact, yep. It's his birthday today. How about that?
I went from working in Milwaukee to a chainsaw in the Pine River.
In the Pine River.
I don't know how smart of a career move that was.
So what's going on the Pine River this
week? So the Pine, you know, glad you asked. The Pine last week, Memorial Day weekend, was huge. I talked with the folks at 13 Pines RC Kayak Rental and Outfitters, and they said that is the biggest weekend they've had now in the last 2 years. So that is great news for the area for a lot of reasons. But, you know, that kind of excites me. I know that people understand the conditions and they know, hey, this is where we can go. So that's why I thank you. And now, you know, the Branding Iron in Lime Ridge, Lisa Buttonow Fearing and those folks for helping us get the word out on the current conditions so that people can understand, you know, is it a go or no go and where should I go? And there are definitely some spots that you probably want to avoid still, even though work is ongoing. So, what Jen and the company at 13 Pines RC have been working on and how the conditions look for this weekend, Rockbridge. So one of the more popular spots is that starting out in Rockbridge, and then you can go all the way down to County SR Landing. And that area is open and navigable. There are a couple spots. There's one spot right out of Rockbridge where with current water levels, people kind of have to work to get over a log that's submerged. We'll be able to get that out of there as water levels go down. It's not huge, but just understand you're going to have to shuffle over that one a little bit, but not a huge obstacle. Then also, you know, pretty much all the way down to SR, County SR Landing is pretty solid. There's one place where you do have to navigate through the obstacle. But hey, if it was straight and you just went straight and narrow and away we went, it'd be boring.
That would be right? Boring, yeah.
So we get to challenge our navigation abilities in a kayak. And you do, I've had out-of-towners, their first question is, are there rapids? And I said, you know what? The beauty of the Pine is there are really no rapids except the very last shot there at Mill Pond Park. So you can avoid that if you don't want it. But you do need to be able to steer a kayak. That is the challenge. And we do have it so that you can navigate all the way from Rockbridge down to County SR right now. But you do need to be able to navigate a kayak. And then that real issue is from SR to Bowens Mill. Now, there's been some trees tipped over in the water. Our crew was out there working on it this week. So Derek Warner, the crew chief, and it's kind of nice. He has an apprentice now that helped him this week. He had Mark Thomas out on the river.
Oh, an intern.
I mean, yeah. We'll say apprentice.
Okay. All right.
And he was out on the river with him. And they got some good work done. There is a big blockage they were able to clean, and there's a passage through that one. But there is a little more to go. So we're still going to discourage folks. I'd really encourage you, do not go County SR to Bowens Mill unless you're really an adventurer, explorer, and you know how to portage in areas that are really tough to portage. I'd probably avoid it. For most groups, it's going to be an unenjoyable experience. So County SR to Bowens Mill, we're going to say don't go that. Don't take that route at this point. But then Bowens Mill to Mill Pond Park, with the current water levels, as water levels are kind of going down a little bit, we haven't had a lot of rain in the last few weeks, that's quite navigable because there is a big tree at North Park, and you're able to get under that at this time. If not, if for whatever reason, you know, water level changes and you get there, it's like, man, I'm not going to make it under there. You can portage to the left side. So, and it's an easy out. There's no bank. It's level with the water. So you're able to get through that. But that's really, the river's in pretty darn good shape. The water level's good. It's very enjoyable. It's not a float. It is a paddle. You do need to steer. And then looking forward this weekend, the weather looks fantastic. So I was just looking at the forecast, and it's 80s, sunny, no rain called for. So that's pretty good weather for a kayak trip. The thing I've learned down in past years doing kayaking the Pine is that if it gets too hot, it's unenjoyable. And really, 80s is great because it's just sunny 80s. That's pretty comfortable stuff.
Probably put a little vanilla on. I would imagine there might be a few gnats.
So, yes. to visitors to the area, this might be a little bit of a surprise. You might be anticipating mosquitoes. That's not our issue this time of year. This time of year, it's gnats. And the issue with gnats is that mosquito repellent does not work. But if you can find a spray, and actually, I know Walmart does sell this locally. It's a eucalyptus and lemon oil. If you just look it up, it'll come up. It works really well. If you apply it, it's pleasant. Terry said I actually smell good for a different. Hmm. You know, it was a big change. And she was actually, you know, attracted to me a little bit. But it's a spray. You kind of put it on your hands, rub it on. And it really did a good job of keeping gnats away from your face. And, you know, they don't bite. They're just a nuisance. And for some reason think they have to fly into your mouth when you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy like me, it's hard to stop talking. So I was out one evening without it. It was miserable.
Yeah.
But if you, I'll tell you that spray, I wish I could remember the name of it. But if you just do a real quick online search, specifically looking to repel gnats, it is a good spray that's real healthy. It's not hazardous, doesn't have DEET in it. It really will do a nice job of keeping the gnats away.
Brute and Aqua Velva and the
High Karate. A little bit of Old Spice.
Old Spice might work.
A little bit of Old Spice keeps everybody away.
That's right. It keeps June away, I'll tell you that.
It scares me that you see Old Spice becoming a thing again, you know, with the body wash.
Thanks, Marty. We hope to see people on the river. And again, we actually have a sponsor.
Yeah.
We want to thank them, too.
Yeah, the Branding Iron up in Lime Ridge. I'll tell you, this little testimonial, if you want a great fish fry, you know, I've got a couple stories of taking visitors there and not realizing how much they were actually getting a nice fish fillet that was pretty darn big. And then sometimes Lisa will do specials where it's a no fry fish fry. So she'll have a special shrimp scampi or something, but that's a special, you know, for the night. I would check. I'll tell you, they do a good job of letting you know on Facebook. I'd go to their Facebook page, social media, or their website, and you can give them a call. But the Branding Iron up in Lime Ridge, sponsoring our shows now, or the Pine Rare shows. It's a podcast type thing where we just kind of banter back and forth.
Our chit chat.
Yeah, that's right. There we go. The Pine River chit chat.
Right.
There we go.
The spinoff might be the early 80s of Ithaca or something like
boy.
That.
Oh, so. Boy. Well, you know, we're probably safe now.
I think we're safe.
We're safe. But, I would really encourage folks to go up to the Branding Iron, and a Friday night fish fry there is awesome. Or, any other night, their burgers, they raise their own beef. And then also when they do it two nights a month, they have wood-fired pizza night. And those are outstanding as well.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming in, Marty.
You bet. Thank you, Phil.